Respawns, do-overs, and what video games can teach us about life. Posted on the blog of Girl Geek on December 16, 2013. The hangovers from the first annual DracoCon have faded, and the sleep is wiped from our eyes. Our anticipation for the next Dragon Epic expansion is only increased, and that ever-elusive secret hidden quest still beyond our grasp. I take this moment to consider that some gaming truths can teach gamers the cold, hard realities of life. Seems like a weird idea, no? You are thinking that Girl Geek has finally lost her mind. You play to blow off steam and hang out with your friends online and have fun. Life lessons, Girl Geek? You're a loony! But think about when you are faced with a difficult quest, a seemingly impossible foe to defeat, or a trap-riddled dungeon that you just can't make it through. Once your character's life is reduced to zero, what happens? Respawn. You show up at your home point as a ghost, and after a minimal wait period, your character's belongings and health are all restored. You take what you learned from the previous encounter with that monster whose attack took you by surprise, or that trap that caused you to get run through with a spear and pinned to the wall. You go back to that encounter with increased knowledge, and maybe, after a few, or a few hundred, more tries, you accomplish what you set out for. Wouldn't it be awesome if life had a respawn button? Oops, did you accidentally tell your girlfriend the truth about how her ass looked in her new jeans? Or did you take that dreaded moment to actually look at her ass when she asked you? Big mistake. And by now, I'm sure you are suffering the consequences. But if there was the ability to hit the respawn button, you could go back to that split second with the knowledge that one hesitation, one extra second to actually catch a glimpse, will get your head bitten off. Respawn button. No, baby, you look absolutely beautiful in those new jeans. Lesson learned. The lure of a do-over is attractive with more serious mistakes in life, too. Why can't we respawn after screwing up, so we can do it over, even if it means showing up as a chainmail bikini-wearing ghost? We are fortunate that our beloved Dragon Epic doesn't feature the hardcore mode, which leads to the dreaded permanent death. Permadeath would be one damn depressing way to end your game. Your 50th level barbarian mercenary has just died? Time to start over in the meadow as a first level fire mage picking daffodils for General Sylvan Wood. But even then, worst case, you can start over with a new character, dump all your baggage, and have a totally clean slate. Don't you wish you could hit a button and start parts of your life over again? In so many ways, as we learn, we are also screwing things up. And in the process of bumbling our way through life without that wonderful respawn button, we make it nearly impossible to untangle the very mess we are creating while we're learning those important lessons. I'd like a respawn button for life. Time for a do-over.